Madam Chair, we are exercising right of reply in response to the statement made by the delegate of Armenia. Despite the strong call of the chairperson in the beginning of the forum, Armenia again misused and manipulated this platform by propagating its propaganda against Azerbaijan and Turkey. Ethnic hatred against Azerbaijanis and Turks has been a state policy of Armenia for a long time. Being almost a monoethnic state, Armenia has expelled all the Azerbaijanis living in Armenia in late 1980s, and in addition to that, has ethnically cleansed all Azerbaijanis by occupying the territories of Azerbaijan. The driving force was indeed territorial claims backed by ethnic hatred propagated at the state level against Azerbaijanis. Armenia does not respect its international obligations arising from international instruments. The notorious statement of ex-president of Armenia about the ethnic incompatibility of Armenians with Azerbaijanis clearly shows the position of this country. The state policy of hatred pursued by Armenia can be seen from the actions of this state. Apart from ethnic hatred, the religious and cultural sites in the occupied territories of Azerbaijan have been completely demolished by Armenia. A lot of evidence has been revealed after the liberation of the territories of Azerbaijan since 7 September 2020, which has been under the military occupation of Armenia for almost 30 years. Azerbaijanis and Turks are also target of state-sponsored hatred pursued by Armenia in the social media, even calling for violence and killing of Azerbaijanis and Turks wherever possible abroad. Armenia must be condemned in strongest terms for implementing ethnic hatred towards Azerbaijanis and Turks, including on social media. The attempt of Armenia to refer to the internationally recognized territory of Azerbaijan in violation of its territorial integrity should be intervened by the chairperson, as stated in the beginning of the forum, to refer to territories.